Welcome back to the Kingdom Dynamics podcast. Since 2017, I'm Jonathan here in Melbourne, Australia. Yes, I am an ordained minister, a reverend of the Full Gospel Churches of Australia, but that doesn't mean anything. Yes, I can marry you legally in the state of Victoria, which is pretty cool, but whom God has ordained, He has chosen you, He's called you. And this podcast is designed to really correct and fill in a gap that is in the church, the body of Christ. Now, I know that Jesus Christ and Him crucified is the message of Paul in the Bible. And we must proclaim Jesus Christ. It's by His blood that we're saved. He literally is God and entered into heaven and presented Himself as the offering for sin. His blood is literally on the mercy seat in heaven, not the one made by man, by Moses, that was just a replica. But if God, by the Holy Spirit, would open your eyes to see what I can see, is that really earth is a replica. In the way that Moses created the tabernacle and God showed him that He would make it exactly the way that he was shown, identical, that the one on earth would be an image of the one in heaven. Moses had to do it very carefully and very precisely according to the pattern of the image. You know, but if you read the Bible with the revelation of the Holy Spirit, you will see that God made Adam and Eve in His image. And you'll actually begin to understand the kingdom. That God is the God of heaven, but He gave the earth to man. And when your eyes are really open to the secret mystery that has been hidden for thousands of years and for ages past, the mystery of the church, the mystery of man being owned by God, being wrapped up in Christ. You see, Jesus Christ is going to hand over the kingdom to the Father. So let's just skip to the end. Jesus said that there is an age to come. He said those who speak against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven in this age or the age to come. Paul said that there's an age to come. He said there are those who experience, in Hebrews, he said, those who have tasted of the powers of the age to come. So we know that there is an age to come. Now, some of you might be religious and say, oh, but Paul didn't really, you know, write Hebrews, we don't. Can I just gently and humbly request that you and I do something really powerful right now? That we just obey Jesus, who said, beware or avoid the teaching of the Pharisees. He said that the way that religion teaches you will choke the seed of the kingdom. Because what he said is that a little bit of yeast leavens the whole lump of dough. In other words, you are the lump of dough. The Holy Spirit is wanting to infect you with the kingdom. The Holy Spirit is the kingdom. He is the promise of the kingdom. The kingdom came when the Holy Spirit was poured out. Now, the kingdom hasn't come in its completion, which is when Jesus returns and the enemies of God, even death, are destroyed and heaven and earth become one. That is when we skip to the end and we go, hang on a minute, God's end game. It isn't a financial reset. God's end game is for convergence. I love the word convergence because it shows us that God is wanting everything to come under Christ. He's wanting all of creation. He's already put both Jew and Gentile as one man in Christ. He's already put both slave and free as one man in Christ. But he's going to, according to the Bible, Genesis to Revelation, he's going to bring heaven and earth and the kingdom and everything under Christ. And then Christ is going to hand over the package neat and with a bow tied around it to God the Father. That is when it's finished. Now, it's really exciting for me to preach the kingdom because, as I said, it is a missing, you know, part of the message. We can preach Christ crucified, and he is the way to salvation. I'm not changing Paul's gospel. But what I'm saying is that Jesus Christ, he preached kingdom. John the Baptist preached kingdom. His message, John the Baptist's message, was repent for the kingdom is at hand. Jesus' message was repent for the kingdom is at hand. Now, don't get confused here. I'm not saying that we should preach any other message. What I'm saying is that Jesus Christ is the way, he's the truth, he's the life. And we have created what are called doctrines. Doctrines are a formulation of man that has come out of the Bible. So you take a little bit of truth and you apply it. For example, there is no chapter in the Bible on water baptism or on marriage. There is no, you know, index where you can turn to the doctrine of salvation. Salvation is scattered throughout the entire Bible. Salvation is seen when God kills the first animal to create clothes for Adam and Eve. Salvation is seen when God is delivering the Israelites out of Egypt. Salvation is seen where the animals are first used as a sacrifice and the temple is built. Salvation is seen when Jesus forgives the woman caught in the act of adultery. And we take all of these stories that are scattered across thousands of years and we create a doctrine. And we say, this is the doctrine of salvation. It's by faith that we're saved through grace. And then we create a doctrine around marriage. We create a doctrine around water baptism. That's why some churches do a sprinkling for water baptism, because their doctrine, that where they've gathered the little bits throughout the Bible, has led them to teach sprinkling. We, as a Pentecostal, you know, sort of church, we teach the full submersion, which is what Jesus demonstrated. So what I'm saying to you is there is a doctrine of salvation. There is a doctrine of the Trinity, but there are also a doctrine of demons. What's a doctrine of demons? A doctrine of demons is taking the scattered truths from the Bible and twisting them. Okay, so we don't want to do that. But what I want to say to you is, what if we've missed the point? What if over 2,000 years we've been preaching a doctrine of salvation, but we have yet to fulfill the Great Commission? And I believe that Jesus said to preach the kingdom. And I believe that Jesus said that this signs and the wonders will confirm the word of the kingdom. The word that we're meant to preach includes salvation. The kingdom includes salvation, but it also includes deliverance. It also includes judgment. It also includes justice. And I believe a lot of the errors in the church are because we have not yet preached the full gospel of the kingdom of God. And I could take you right now, but I've done it 655 times on this episode, on this podcast. I've already talked about the parable of the sower, where Jesus, the king of the kingdom, clearly explains that the seed that he is sowing is the kingdom. He says in Matthew 13, he's explaining the parable. The disciples didn't understand it. He said, let me explain the parable to you of the seed and the sower. He said, "The sower is the Son of Man, and the seed is the word of the kingdom." It's the word of the kingdom that we are depositing in men's hearts. And the word of the kingdom is the yeast that will infect the entire lump of dough. The word of the kingdom is the tree that will grow to be the biggest tree in the garden. The word of the kingdom is the pearl of great price. Many of us, yes, we correctly identify that Christ is that pearl. We correctly identify that Jesus is the King of the kingdom, and it's through him that we're saved. I totally agree. I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to cancel out or relay the foundation. I'm trying to bring a correction that we, as the church, if we want Jesus Christ to return, we've got to do what he said. And I don't believe that we've begun. I don't believe that we've even begun to preach the full gospel of the kingdom of God with signs and wonders following. That's why Paul said things like, you need to correct and rebuke with all authority. That's part of the kingdom, because the kingdom brings justice. The kingdom brings judgment. The kingdom brings correction. That's why Jesus said, in your family, you will find enemies. Your own mother or mother-in-law will be your enemy, because the kingdom brings division. You see, churches want to gather together around agreement, but agreement is not in the kingdom. In the kingdom, Paul says, don't get distracted by your opinions, but be one in unity. Unity is not in the mind. Unity is in the spirit. You can be in a family where the mother votes one way and the father votes another way, but the marriage is sound because they're in unity. In a family, there are going to be many opinions. Some are going to be vegetarians. Some are going to be carnivores. But they still come together for Christmas. Some of them eat meat. Some of them eat vegetables. Some of them are gluten-free. The family's not divided because of a difference of opinion. The kingdom brings division. So what does that mean? That means that Paul rebuked Peter to his face publicly. In the book of Acts, Paul, in front of everybody, the apostle Paul, in front of everybody, rebuked Peter to his face and told him off in front of everybody about his error. That's the kingdom. The kingdom brings conflict. And churches these days, they seem to be avoiding conflict at all cost. They want everybody to be happy. They want everybody to be in agreement. And they've exchanged the truth for a lie. Do you understand? There is a great cost if you want to exchange the truth for a lie. I'm not saying that you shouldn't go to church. I'm saying that the church is part of the kingdom, and we need to preach the kingdom of God. I also just want to finish this podcast by saying that the platform that I'm presenting on is changing its rules, and it may become impossible for me to preach the gospel on this podcast again. You can find me on melbourneundergroundchurch.com. You can find some episodes on gloryservices.tv. And you can find me on my website, but I'm going to be publishing these as long as I possibly can, but I may not be able to do it very soon because of the rules that are changing. I just want you to remember one thing. I want you to remember that when you look in the mirror, you see God. You see the image of God, that he created heaven and earth, but he gave the earth to man. And you are responsible to manage the earth. You're meant to manage the earth through your partnership with God. It's his power that works through you mightily. I want to encourage you also to preach the message of the kingdom, because that is the message that Jesus commanded us to preach. I want you to seek first the kingdom, and I want you to understand the kingdom, because if you understand the kingdom, then you will bear fruit 30, 60, and 100 times what was sown. God bless you. I've been Jonathan. You've been listening to the Kingdom Dynamics Podcast. Bye for now.